You win some, you lose some, and with all the details, Dave Jarvis.
Thank you kindly. Blue Jays started out hot. Oregon could not recover. They fell to Creighton 84-76, game one of the CBI Finals last night. Creighton hit 9 of their first 10 shots, 6 of 7 from beyond the arc, and that was too big a lead to overcome. The Ducks' Jovan Catron led the Ducks with 15 points, 9 rebounds. Game 2 tomorrow night, 8, and Game 3, if needed, will be played in Eugene. Catch that game right here on KBND. Tomorrow, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. Andre Miller scored 26 points, and Portland overcame a 9-point third quarter to beat San Antonio 100-92. Miller says this was a very meaningful win for them.
We're trying to finish off and get some momentum going into the playoffs. They're already set and resting their guys and getting their legs ready for a stretch.
Wesley Matthews added 19 for the Blazers. They beat the Spurs for the second time in 3 games. Portland leads New Orleans by a game for the number 6 seed in the West. Other winners in the NBA yesterday: Indiana, Charlotte, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington. And boy, here's a surprise for everybody. Barry Bonds' former mistress, Kimberly Bell, testified yesterday that the former Giant slugger and 7-time MVP used steroids in 1999. Gasp! She claimed Bonds admitted to her that he was not always taking steroids, but did so because many athletes were achieving greater success. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Yeah, she had some real interesting things to say in her testimony.
She did indeed. It didn't surprise anybody.
I was thinking about taking some steroids just so I could read the news better. What do you think about that?
No comment.
I wasn't really thinking about it.
In the words of Elvis's song, don't.
I was just trying to jump into the conversation.
We appreciate that.
It would make your head really, really big.
It was big when I got here.
What's going on with the news, Kim?
All right. Gasoline prices in Oregon are inching closer to $4 a gallon. And again, unrest in the Middle East is to blame. AAA's Marie Dodd says diesel increased 3 cents last week to $4.12 a gallon. And pot backers are hoping to legalize marijuana sales in Oregon. Chief petitioner Paul Stanford says it would raise $200 million annually for the state of Oregon. Also, Bend-based business Hydro Flask says their business grew by leaps and bounds in 2010, up 600% over 2009. And that is a look at the news. I'm Kim Birchfield reporting for KBND Radio News.
You talked to the guy over at Hydro Flask.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool story there.
Yeah, it is. And those Hydro Flasks are marvelous.
Oh,
I love mine.
Yeah. Yeah, Countess has one. She just loves
great.
It. Takes it with her everywhere. Very durable, too.
Yep.
All right, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good morning to you. Skyview traffic and your forecast today. No word of any problems or slowdowns locally. Remember, they're doing utility work throughout Sun River, so watch for different closures and detours there.